From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Stephanie Brush reading Wife of Moon by Margaret Cole. Now let's begin with Wife of Moon. There was a camp circle along the river. One night, when Moon was shining brightly, as were also all the stars, there were young women sitting outside enjoying the night breeze. One of them said that she wished very much that she could marry Moon. Of course, Moon heard the remark and immediately began to consider the course of events were he to marry a human being. From Traditions of the Arapaho by George A. Dorsey and Alfred L. Kroeber. Chapter 1. October, 1907. The three warriors sat their ponies against a glass-blue sky, broken only by the mare's tail cloud streaming overhead. The October sun turned the wild grasses and underbrush gold and vermilion and sent tongues of fire leaping off the silver spheres that decorated the harnesses. As the warriors started down slope, brown puffs of dust rose around them. The sun illuminated the white and blue stripes painted on the flanks of the ponies, marking them as war ponies. The warriors were painted, too. Red, white, and yellow stripes ran across brown naked chests and arms. White paint smeared their faces so that their eyes were like charcoal smudges behind white masks. They wore brown buckskin trousers fringed down the sides. Black hair hung long and straight over their shoulders, secured by headbands that each held a single eagle feather. The warriors reined in and stared down at the village. Village! Jesse White Owl wanted to laugh out loud. A couple dozen canvas teepees dragged out of sheds where they'd been folded away for 30 years. The grandmothers had to show people how to erect the teepees because no one else remembered. Still, it had taken all day when, in the old time, the grandmothers had set up an entire village while the warriors unsaddled the ponies. It must